This is 5 Minute Friday! Hey, hey, what's up, everyone? Thank you guys so much for joining me on 5 Minute Friday. We're doing a special one today. I just had Jack Canfield on the last episode, and I'm getting a lot of messages from people who said they loved it. This is one of their favorite episodes of all time. They're listening to it 2 and 3 times. And we actually played a game of pool afterwards. There's a video back on the site at lewishouse.com/143. And there's a video of the full episode, but then also another video of us playing pool. And during this section where we were playing pool, Jack and I had a lot of fun, a lot of banter back and forth. But he actually drops a lot of knowledge on more success principles that he didn't share during the original interview. And we talked a lot about relationships, building a legacy, vision, things like that. So I wanted to give you guys that. It's a short clip as well. As opposed to me talking this 5 Minute Friday, you're going to hear more from me and Jack combined and hear more about his success principles. Before we dive in, I want to give a quick announcement that we hit 5 million downloads on the School of Greatness podcast. Again, we've been around for just over 2 years now. 5 million freaking downloads. That's so awesome. And it's all because of you guys. So thank you so much for sharing and for promoting it and listening 2-3 times an episode. Keep doing the good work. If you keep it up, I'll be able to keep bringing on powerful, inspiring guests like Jack Canfield. We got a big guest coming up next week, Julianne Hough, winner of Dancing with the Stars. But without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into this 5 Minute Friday with Jack Canfield.
Good break.
Get in somewhere.
Oh, that 3 almost went in.
Okay, it's all you. We'll let him set me up for the 8 ball. Oh.
In my book, I teach something called free focus and buffer days, where a free day is midnight to midnight with no work. Oh. So my wife and I, we sit down in either late December, early January, plan out all our vacations. Oh. And that becomes inviolate, just like, you know, like your sister's wedding. You're not going to miss it.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
So I can't schedule those days. Even I've had... You know, I've turned away $100,000 for a little trip to, wow, go to Asia and speak for 3 days. But if I don't, you know, I'd rather still have a wife.
Yeah, yeah.
And my kids have a dad and all that kind of stuff. So
it's a lot of entrepreneurs have that challenge.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the problem is, if you're really a great entrepreneur, you love what you do. Mm-hmm. And
it's tough to stop.
So it's just a matter of planning it and then keeping it by. Like, during the week, we would have, like, Thursday night would be family night. Friday night would be date night if I'm home. And Monday night was my night. I could watch Monday Night Football. Uh-huh. I could work in my office till midnight. My wife wouldn't say, come to bed, you know. So I think if you have to ask the other person, what is your minimal requirements to feel like we're in a good relationship? And then when you find that out, if that's something you can agree to, then you commit to it. And you follow through. And if you keep the commitment, then trust develops and... You know, it all turns out really good.
Do you think it's possible? Well, obviously, you're making it happen, but do you think it's the really, really big leaders in the world, the ones that have a huge vision that's like so big and so out there to save the world, do you think it's possible to be married and have a successful relationship and be so on that vision, or do you have to give up a little bit of your energy for the relationship and not be focused only on the vision?
Well, I don't think you can maintain a relationship if you're only focused on a vision. Yeah. Women are programmed to keep you around to make sure that the offspring that you produce with them gets raised.
Yeah.
Men are programmed to spread their seed as much as possible to make sure the genealogy continues. So it's two kind of competing realities.
Sure.
And so it's challenging. I have been what I call a serial monogamist. You know, I've been married 3 times. And first time I never should have got married, 5 years, then 20 years, and now 15 years. And so, but I've been in love with other women, you know, that just, they track me, they've been my friends, they've been people, sure, I work with, and I absolutely could have been just as happy married to them. Mm-hmm. And, but the reality is splitting up your fortune every time you get divorced is a bad strategy for building a life, you know?
Right.
I've been through that a couple of times. I think that, you know, there are people who believe in polyamorism, which, uh-huh, is the idea of having many lovers. I know some people that have pulled that off pretty well.
It's tough to make it work, though.
It's very hard. You know, I think it's very hard because women get jealous and insecure. And I'm not sure some men wouldn't get jealous and insecure as well.
Sure.
But I mean, I would say this, if I had any advice to give to a younger person, would be really conscious about who you marry.
Yeah.
You know, I would definitely live with them for a while, definitely travel with them, because when people travel together, the worst parts come up. And, you know, but here's the other thing. When humanity was first created, the average age back in Rome was 35 to 40 years. Mm. I mean, you know, people died at 40 years old of old age.
Yeah.
And so you could have one career and one wife and you were happy. You know, what I find is that over time, you know, you do tend to grow a little bored. We like novelty, you know, new. Novelty, new.
They call it strange.
Yeah, if your wife says, I love you, it's not nearly as cool as if Cindy Crawford said it.
Right,
you
know? Yeah.
Some new person.
Yeah.
And so you have to really work intentionally on a relationship. The other thing I found is that as you're in a relationship, little tiny upsets begin to occur. Uh-huh. And if you don't process that and work through that, they build. And then you start to shut down to each other. John Gray's taught me a lot about that. But I think what Byron Katie has taught me is that when you are upset with the other person, it's really some part of you you need to look at. Mm. You know, because I have this belief that you shouldn't be attracted to other people. Well, that's a ridiculous belief. Everyone's going to be attracted. You know, and even if you act that out on that, my belief that you shouldn't do it is what's made me uncomfortable. My fear of being abandoned is what's made me uncomfortable. My fear that I'm not enough is what made me uncomfortable. Yeah. It's not your behavior.
Right.
You know, I mean, you were in Singapore and I wasn't there. I couldn't do anything about it. And you slept with someone, so what? So it's really our inner fears, our inner inadequacies, our inner self-doubts that are creating the problem.
Yeah.
So if you're a conscious person, I always teach people, is if you want to grow as fast as you can in terms of spiritual development, get married, have children, start a business.
Yeah.
Because anything that's not clear is going to come up in terms of yourself and your relationships and your doubts and your fears and all that. So the trick is when you're in that relationship and you're starting to fractionate a little bit is to say, okay, let's work on ourselves.
Yeah.
Can we work through this and get that excitement back again?
Sure.
I don't have any judgment about how anyone relates to anybody in terms of if they want to be, you know, in a menage a trois or they want to be swingers, whatever. Fine. I just think a lot of times what happens is they're avoiding dealing with their own issues.
Mm, interesting. You know?
But not always. Some people are just, they're wired up differently and they're happy and nobody's threatened and why not? If you're enjoying yourself. But generally, it's people avoiding the difficult issues. I'll go with someone who's nice to me instead of deal with the uncomfortable stuff that we have to deal with.
Yeah, right.
And that's why guys often will, the entrepreneurs, they're much more comfortable in their business than they are with their teenage daughter who's giving them a hard time.
Sure.
Or their kid who needs his diaper changed in the middle of the night. You know, it's much easier to be just out there selling and looking at your spreadsheets.
Sure.
And doing all that.
What would you do if you were, you know, I'm 31 right now, what would you do with, if you could go back and manage your money then, what would you be doing differently? Would you be saving more? Would you be investing more in your own brand? Would you be hiring people? What would you do if you had?
I think I don't think there's a one answer for that. It depends on where you are, what you're trying to do, what your goals are. There's a time when you should be investing. But I'm a big believer in building up some capital.
Yeah.
But for years, all my investments went into my own company. I mean, I just kept building this.
Yeah.
And then when Chicken Soup took off, finally there was enough excess that I could say, okay, now we can start really salting away some money. And that's what I did. Mm. And now, I mean, I could retire and live off my money if I wanted to.
Sure.
But I don't want to. I enjoy what I do too much. Yeah. It's too much fun.
What was the biggest win from an investment you made? What brought the most return?
I would say it's still my Apple stock has been the best thing I ever invested in. Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
I don't know what to do here. I just didn't hear.
No, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
But just get out of the way from me.
Oh, I could have been in there. Oh, get in.
Look at that.
Get in the corner.
Look at that. Look at
yes.
that.
Yes.
All right. All right.
You make it some rage. Magic, Jack.
You can do this.
Okay.
What do I know for sure about life? Should never play eight ball with this guy. God, what do I know for sure? I think that love's the most important thing.
Mm.
That fear is what's stopping most people from living the lives that they could. I think I know for sure that we need to listen more than we talk if you want a relationship to work. I think we need to learn that no is not the end of the world. You know, be willing to ask for what you want, not be afraid of rejection. I think that our level of consciousness is the main thing you need to work on, that everything else flows from that. That's why I meditate and work on myself a lot. You know what I should have done was just play safe and keep you from...
You should have.
Yeah.
Set me up to win.
I know. I know. That's what I do. I help people win in life.
And when you help people become successful, you become successful.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
Isn't that the key to success?
It is. The more people you help become successful, the more people will help you back. That's right.
Oh, spun it off. I'm an idiot. I shouldn't have said that. I should have said that was great.
Oh, this is fun. Okie dokie.
Should we put a friendly wager on this?
No.
No?
Not at this point.
Okay. Well, what if you score this one?
And a bad investment.
Oh, nice. Oh. What's your favorite form of meditation? Is it tapping or is it...
Form of meditation?
Yeah.
Two forms. There's one called Vipassana. It's a Buddhist meditation technique.
Uh-huh.
And it's just basically watching your breath. And then there's one called Tree of Life meditation, which is a comes out of Kabbalah. I think you can do it.
Oh!
Oh, I was so ready to have you do that.
You're like, get on with the game.
No, that would have been impressive.
That would have been fun,
that would
right?
Have been good video.
Yeah. Now, if you do miss this, that'll be the biggest choke.
Won't happen.
Of the month. That'll be the biggest choke.
I understand that.
Just make sure you hold the stick firmly. Watch out for that. Watch out. No distractions, Jack. Don't worry. Just your reputation on the line. Oh, snap! Okay, now that's still a hard shot.
No, it's not. That's easy.
Okay, let's see if I can get this. I don't know. I could.
Now nah, you're going to get that.
I don't know. It's tricky. Oh.
Good job.
Good game. I appreciate it.
All right, good job, man. Oh.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.